You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Man overboard, throw out the lifeline.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by one of our guest speakers. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Deepen in us, O Lord, the knowledge of sin and the assurance of the forgiveness of sins to the cross of Christ. By the cross we have been redeemed to thee, O God, and by the gospel of the cross we have been born again. Let the cross ever be to us the joy of our life. Amen. Some years ago, in fog and the darkness of midnight, two ocean liners on the high seas crashed. On the one liner, there were 1,700 people. On the other, there were an additional 100. Because of the crash, hundreds of people were brought instantly face to face with death. Distress signals were flashed by both ships. The mighty engines of the huge ship were reversed in an effort to save human lives. For our ship stood by, their lifeboats rescuing men and women and children from the chilly waters. Searchlights swept the waters seeking those who had been swept overboard. What heroic efforts were made to save human lives, as long as the possibility existed that another life might be saved, ships stood by and searched the waters. There is a situation that is far worse and more alarming than the crash of two vessels in the Atlantic Ocean, or even the colliding of two 747 jet planes in the Canary Islands, in which 580 people lost their lives. In Romans the 3rd chapter, verses 22 and following, we are told, "Even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ." In these words come the challenge ringing around the earth, rising to and demanding to be met, man lost in sin. Is this really a fact? When I said earlier there is a situation which is far more alarming than the crashing of two vessels in the ocean, or the colliding of two 747 jet planes in the Canary Islands, someone may ask, is that really true? What can be worse than seeing hundreds of people stranded on a sinking ocean liner, separated from children, from loved ones and friends, forced to leave behind all clothes and possessions, knowing not what might bring them sudden death in the depths of the ocean? What a horrible sight to see hundreds of people unable to help themselves, trapped within a burning aircraft. Were not those people in the two vessels and the two aircrafts in a most destitute condition? Yes, physically they were in a bad way. But far worse, unutterably worse, is man's spiritual condition, the natural state of his soul, his relationship to God by nature. Is everything well with man when he is born, as God intended it in the beginning? Is humanity, in spite of its sins, still safe in the ship with God? The answer is emphatically no. In his natural state, man is overboard, lost in sin. The right relationship which once existed between God and man has been lost. There is no deck of righteousness under his feet. His soul is in the dark sea of sin, the eternal flames of hell. Despair, death, eternal doom looms ahead. I'm not just trying to alarm you. I have not exaggerated the picture in the least. In fact, it is impossible for me to adequately describe the deplorable spiritual condition of your fellow man. Multiply the misery that was caused by the crash of those two ocean liners and the colliding of those two 747 jets in the Canary Islands a million times, and even then the story has not been half told. The Bible is clear and outspoken in showing the lost state of humanity. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Believe me, everything that the Bible says is corroborated by history and the story of mankind. Away from Christianity, the races of mankind have always been, and are yet today, floundering about in spiritual darkness, moral ignorance, superstition, fear, vice, crime, disease, hopelessness, and death. Even in the so-called Christian countries, wars, crime waves, rumors of war, disintegration of the home, and the lack of love all give evidence of the natural corruption of the human heart and the deplorable state of the human race. To say, therefore, that humanity is fundamentally good and that the world is getting better, to say that mankind, in spite of his sinful condition, is still in the ship with God and is only more or less seasick or airsick, is to deny the teachings of Holy Scripture and the testimony of history and human experience. How has man come to be lost in sin? We know that God never intended that man should be in such a hopeless and miserable spiritual condition. God created man perfect in his own image. While God did create man holy, free from sin, but man of his own free will sinned. The scriptures record that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin has broken the connection between God and man and has wholly corrupted the nature of mankind. Sin is the state of being separated and alienated against God. It is the breaking of God's commandments in thoughts, words, and deeds, and desires. It is a condition of corruption which begins at birth and which affects the entire life. It is a habit of crime involving guilt, deserving death and damnation. The evil of sin cannot be overestimated. Although the devil was the first to sin, and although he tempted Adam and Eve to sin, the devil is not alone to blame for the sinful condition of mankind. Man was not pulled into the sea of sin. He jumped overboard of his own accord. What is the situation now? Man in his natural condition is by sin and because of sin entirely cut off from all spiritual, soul-saving contact with God. Our text clearly states, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And there are so many other passages in Scripture that teach the same truth. From all of them we learn that man by nature is wholly corrupt in heart and life, that he is wholly under the wrath of God, subject to eternal damnation, and that he cannot by any power of his own change this situation or save himself. What is to be done? A man that is overboard cries for help. A sick man seeks a remedy. The sinner, seeing his deplorable plight, realizing his desperate need, asks, "What must I do to be saved?" This is the cry God is constantly waiting for, and for which he has an effective, satisfying answer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. God mercifully sent his Son Jesus into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. This Savior gave his life for our sins on Calvary's cross. thus working out a full and free redemption for all sinners. To every sinner in the ocean of sin and groping in darkness, the Savior extends his loving and winsome invitation, come. Delay not, O sinner, draw near. The waters of life are now flowing for thee. No price is demanded, the Savior is here. Redemption is purchased, salvation is free. Delay not, O sinner, to come. For mercy still lingers and calls thee today. His voice is not heard in the veil of the tomb. His message unheeded will soon pass away. Amen.